Ladies and gentlemen, you are about to witness some scenes from the next attraction to play this theater. This picture, truly one of the most unusual ever filmed, contains scenes which under no circumstances should be viewed by anyone with a heart condition or anyone who is easily upset. We urgently recommend that if you are such a person or the parent of a young or impressionable child now in attendance, that you and the child leave the auditorium for the next 90 seconds.
The steeples are white in the wild moonlight, and the trees have a silver glare. Past the chimneys I see the vampires fly, and the harpies of upper air, that flutter and laugh and stare. For the village dead to the moon outspread, never shone in the sunset's gleam, but grew out of the deep that the dead years keep, where the rivers of madness stream down the gulfs to a pit of dream. A chill wind weaves through the rows of sheaves in the meadows that shimmer pale, and comes to twine where the headstones shine and the ghouls of the churchyard wail for harvests that fly and fail. Not breath of the strange gray gods of change that tore from the past its own can quicken this hour when a spectral power spreads sleep o'er the cosmic throne and looses the vast unknown. So here again stretch the veil and plain that moons long forgotten saw, and the dead leap gay in the pallid ray sprung out of the tomb's black maw to shake all the world with awe. And all that the morn shall greet forlorn, the ugliness and the pest of rose where thick rise the stones and brick, shall someday be with the rest and brood with the shades unblessed. Then wild in the dark let the lemurs bark, and the leprous spires ascend, for new and old alike in the fold of horror and death are penned, for the hounds of time to rend.
Eyes. What's going on, everybody? Happy Halloween! It's me, Jimmy Psycho, back from another installment of my annual Halloween special here on Radio Free Satan! This is the third year that they've allowed me to do this, and as long as they allow me to do it, I'll be here every year playing some wacky stuff from over the years. If you heard the show in the past, you know it's some 50s, 60s, you know, Halloween novelty, horror kind of songs. There's some stuff in the 30s and 40s, some movie themes, all kinds of stuff, a little bit of a mixed bag. And speaking of songs, what we kicked this one off with? We started this one off with Halloween in a Suburb, which was originally a poem written by H.P. Lovecraft. And I had the opportunity to record that song with High Priest Peter H. Gilmore. He did the narration and reading of the poem, and I played the theremin music in the background. That was a lot of fun. That actually came out on a record eventually on the Jimmy Psycho Listen, Scream, Shudder, and Die Halloween record. And of course, some shameless self-promotion. My latest project, The Infernal Order of the Black Flame, with our version of the Halloween theme. That is actually the world premiere of that song. Which is now available for download on our website. Lot more music, a lot more fun coming up. But first, a word from our sponsor.
Take two. Everybody, but everybody, is going to our Ghost-a-Go-Go show. Already the spooks are swinging, the witches are winging, the haunts are on the move. The monsters are swaying, the ghosts are saying, come on, get in the groove. And come to our rock and roll Ghost-a-Go-Go show. It's a zany mixture of spooks and music with the beat. You may rock with chills or roll with the combos. But whatever you do, you'll have the time of your young life at our Ghost-a-Go-Go show. It's new, it's different, it's tough.
damn.
I love that last set. That last song of that set was the theme song to one of the greatest Vincent Price films ever made,
The House on Haunted Hill.
That song was written and recorded by Frank Duvall, who, if I'm not mistaken, is the same guy that wrote and recorded the Brady Bunch theme. I'm not too sure, but if somebody out there could confirm that, get back to me, I'd greatly appreciate it. Prior to that, there was Uncle Acid and the Deadbeats with
La Vipera
on their most recent record, which they're going to be out touring. Highly recommend. If you're the fan of 80s Italian horror films, that new record, I dare not even try to pronounce the title to it, but that record totally sounds of that vibe, and they're going to go out and tour on it. I already got my tickets for it when they come here to LA. Highly recommend it. And kicking that set off with Richard Rohr and his classic Ghost a Go-Go. Highly recommend that you add that one to your holiday playlist. Gotta keep moving here. I told the powers that be at
Radio Free Satan
that I would try to keep this show in and about an hour. So we're gonna keep on spinning along.
Happy Halloween! Experience in terror awaits you.
A descendant of the dreaded Count Dracula comes to life, and a hideous orgy of murder and blood begins.
A taste of blood.
The warm, pulsing blood of beautiful women, outraged and killed by this man. I'm told to stop because the blood of the Draculas surges through his veins.
A taste of blood.
With ghastly scenes that will make even the boldest viewer cringe in horror.
Seldom can it be said of a motion picture that it stands alone, one of a kind. A motion picture that jars you, rocks you, astonishes you beyond the point of endurance. A Taste of Blood is such a motion picture.
See it here, the picture that sets a new standard of terror.
Oh yeah, I'll tell you something. You may not understand, but I'm a thirsty vampire. I want to bite your head, shoot. I want to bite your head. I want to bite your head. Oh, please, please don't scream. I know you think it's grand when I fly in your window. Just let me bite your hand. Just let me bite your hand. I want to bite your hand. And then I bite you. I feel happy inside. It's so delicious that my thirst I can't hide. I can't hide. I can't hide. Something I think you understand, that I feel that something. I want to bite your hand. I want to bite your hand. Shoot. I want to bite your hand. And then I bite you. I feel happy here inside. It's so delicious that my thirst I can't hide. I can't hide. I can't hide. Yeah, you've got that something. I think you understand. When I feel that something, I want to bite your hand. I want to bite your hand. Sure, I want to bite your hand. I want to bite your hand.
Chocolate cereal, Count Chocula.
Halloween is the perfect time to scare up a nutritious breakfast with my delicious strawberry-flavored Frankenberry.
My Count Chocula is the cereal with goblin-good chocolate-flavored marshmallows.
My Frankenberry is the cereal with monstrously delicious strawberry-flavored marshmallows.
Here we come, trick or treat!
There's a creature in the Surfer's Lagoon.
Watch it! Look at it!
Ah!
surfing lagoon.
You better ask my mama how to make a monster. I'm the creature from the black leather lagoon. I'm a beautiful monster from outer space too. Learn how to shake my hips, I am the man in the sanctum. Say to get your baby tips, and then I'll fight them. I'm a creepy jungle, rumble, black leather lagoon.
Gentlemen, the greatest band in the world, the Cramps.
I'm not lying when I tell you this, but growing up, the Cramps were the band I always wanted to be in. That band just raged, they just embodied everything that I love about music, that I love about rock and roll, everything I love about horror, everything about weird stuff. I felt like that was my tribe. Awesome band. And coincidentally, I am recording this show on Lux Interior's birthday. So Lux Interior, wherever you are, happy birthday from Jimmy Psycho and Radio Free Satan.
For comfort, and you can't get ice cream cones. Oh, it ain't no sin to take off your skin and dance around in your bones. When the lazy syncopation of the music softly moans, then tain't no sin to take off your skin and dance around in your bones. The polar bears down at Green up in Greenland, they've got the right idea. They think it's great to refrigerate while we all cremate down here. Just be like those bamboo babies in the South Sea tropic zones. Oh, tain't no sin to take off your skin and dance around in your bones.
I say, Sebastian, are you in bed? Come out here.
I can't. I'm in my nightwear.
Oh, well, never mind then. I don't want to tell you that your bedroom's supposed to be haunted. I don't suppose that'll worry you. Breakfast at 9, if you're alive to eat any. Good night.
Oh, I say, look here. I can't stay in here. I mean, my mother told me to keep away from the spirits. I say, hello, my good fellow. Hello. Oh, I...
feel weak. It's the haunted house. There's a dismal moan like a weird trombone, and an old ham bone is suddenly thrown. You are all alone with a great unknown in the haunted house. There's only one good spirit. It's the spirit in the bottle. With shaking hands you pull the cork and pour some down your throttle. There's a clank of chains and a smell of drains and a gory stain where the duke was slain. If you've got chilblains and varicose veins in the haunted house. The old oak beam hangs a corpse, you seem to feel a wet stream with a sinister gleam, and you wake with a scream from a horrible dream of a haunted house. But a cavalier with a dreadful leer tries to disappear through the chiffonier, and you cling with fear to the chandelier. It's the haunted house. The air is full of clammy claws that clutch you by the collar, so gargle night and morning just in case you have to holler. There are lights and spites and awful frights in flesh pink tights, but at dead of night comes a woman in white, so you're quite all right in the haunted house. When the old church clock strikes 12, there's a knock with a sudden shock. You remember the lock on the door, and there's a crock, oh, why do you mock at the haunted house? It's a black as pitch and your eyeballs twitch in the darkest niche. It's a dirty witch and the lighting switch is out of reach in the haunted house. When the slavey spills the gravy, why is she so pallid? Something pushed her in the pantry when she fetched the salad.
I'm filled with dread, yes, I'm nearly dead. I saw a head underneath my bed. Come out if you can, I can do with a man.
In the haunted house.
There's an old deserted mansion on an old forgotten road where the better ghosts and goblins always hang out. One night they threw a party in a manner a la mode, and they cordially invited all the gang out. At a dark, bewitching hour, when the fun was loud and hearty, a notorious wallflower became the life of the party. The spooks were having their midnight fling. Mary Megan was in full swing. They shrieked themselves into a cheerful trance. When the skeleton in the closet started to dance. Now a goblin, he giggled with fiendish glee. A shout rang out from a big banshee. Amazement was in every ghostly glance. When the skeleton in the closet started to dance. Now all the witches were in stitches while his steps made rhythmic dance. And they nearly dropped their broomsticks when he tried to do the bumps. You never heard such an earthly laughter or such hilarious groan. When the skeleton in the closet rattled his bones.
On this street. Boy.
Blackula.
Look at man, you found. I mean, he's got to be around here somewhere. I mean, now listen. Well, you take your hands off of me. I don't know you.
He thirsts for your blood. He hungers for your soul. Warm young bodies will feed his hunger. Hot, fresh blood will quench his awful thirst.
Make it a Bloody Mary. Are you into the occult?
No!
How about the heavy stuff?
What do you think of vampires?
Vampires? I think they're possibly the most fascinating of all.
More horrifying than Dracula. The Black Avenger. Blackula. From American International Pictures.
We'll be right back.
placing a number is better than the South Side, but none of the bookies would even touch me. The few bookies who would talk said that since I was a former Francoise Edmonds customer, I'd need something called a lucky number. Finally, I got an address. My camera in pieces, Captain Winwood's story of innocence was intact. He never stood trial for murder. My proof was gone. But that doesn't mean my story was false, quite the contrary.
Gentlemen, Kolchak, the Night Stalker, one of the greatest TV series ever made. Only 20 episodes of that show were made. And there actually are two full-length movies made for TV movies, just to clarify. But never gets tired, even with repeated viewings. Highly recommended you check it out if you've never seen it. And that kind of almost wraps it up here for this year's Halloween episode on
Radio Free Satan.
As always, I gotta thank
Radio Free Satan
for letting me come back and do this show every year. And my mentor through all this, the conduit, the man who oversees the project and brought me into the fold. Thank you, Mr. Gene Laverne, for answering all my questions about everything. So I appreciate it very much for having me back.
Also, just want to invite everybody out there to check out what I'm up to. Come visit the weird, wild, and wacky world of Jimmy Psycho at jimmypsycho.com.
Been a pleasure. Look forward to being out here next year.
So everybody out there checking this out,
have a happy Halloween season. This is our time of the year.
No explanation needed. If you know, you know.
Got the final song queued up and ready to go. And it's a long one for all you lovers out there. So snuggle up next to your special someone and get ready for some heavy making out, cause it is the season of the witch here on Radio Free Satan.
There's so many sights to see. And when I look in my window, yeah, there's so many people to be. It's strange. Yeah. I think it's strange right now. You got to pick up every stitch. You do now. You got to pick up every stitch right now. You've got to pick up every stitch. Hey, hey, oh no. What do you think I see? Somebody looking over, over his shoulder at me. And it's strange. I know it's strange. It's so very, very strange right now. So, so, so strange. She got to pick up every stitch. Yes, she got to. Got to pick up every stitch right now. You got to pick up every stitch, people. You see the rabbits running in the ditch now. Now and then a filthy beatnik man's out to make it rich. Hey, you got to pick up every stitch, people. Oh no.
Look out, they gotta look out. know it's that time.
I can see that the rabbit, you know he's running in the ditch.